In Haiti, there have been weeks of street protests against President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Aristide's critics have stood against him since flawed legislative elections in 2000. Aristide, who was re-elected in 2000 after a coup and U.S. invasion, has promised to hold a new vote, but opposition leaders say he must step down. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports from Port-au-Prince.
It was a quiet weekend in Port-au-Prince, the marches and attendant violence of recent weeks absent. Instead, huge crowds in the capital danced and jigged through the dirty streets, blasting Haitian rah-rah music, a warm-up to February's carnival. Revelers drinking warm beer and blowing on long plastic horns avoided discussing politics, even though just blocks away, key negotiations were underway to end a four-year-old political logjam that has trapped this poor nation in a cycle of bloodshed and economic stagnation. Since botched legislative elections in May 2000 that favored Aristide's Lavalas party, a small but influential opposition, backed by the U.S. and others in the international community, has refused to recognize Aristide's government. In the National Palace, the president, a tiny bespectacled former priest who has seen his once astronomical popularity dropping, told foreign reporters once again that reconciliation lies in new legislative elections.
All my dear brothers and sisters from the opposition and from Lavalas, we all will continue to look for the solution, because that solution is indispensable for the future of Haiti. It has to be a constitutional one, a democratic one, a peaceful one.
Aristide appeared to gain key support from regional leaders at his side. Bahamian Prime Minister Perry Christie, representing the Caribbean Community, or CARICOM, said the organization would sponsor talks.
CARICOM's concern is to ensure that opposing factions in Haiti are able to recognize that in Haiti's best interests, we must avoid civil strife and bring order to the democratic process.
Since early December, political violence has skyrocketed in Haiti. At least 47 people have been killed in clashes between Aristide supporters and opponents. Both sides have been marching downtown in giant crowds. Though the international community is now signaling support for new elections, the opposition, a diverse group of rich elite, middle-class merchants, students, and civil and peasant organizations, says the country is too unstable for citizens to go to the polls. Opposition leader and businessman Andy Appeh says Aristide has trampled on Haitians' human rights by arresting government critics and paying armed thugs to beat up marchers.
This is a fight to find a free and democratic country, because Mr. Aristide is not going to allow us to have good elections while he's there.
President Aristide vehemently denies such accusations. His supporters are still the vast majority, though their enthusiasm for the slum priest who promised them a brighter future seems to have diminished. In one Port-au-Prince slum, an old man sits in a tin shack slicing palm fronds with a hooked knife to make brooms. Like many, he says Aristide should finish his term.
These series of manifestations, of demonstrations, I just don't get it. You know, schools are closed, businesses are closing. You know, why shouldn't the guy do his 5 years the same way that I can sell my rooms in the streets?
Aristide's mandate officially ends in early 2006. Another march against his government is planned for today. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.